Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you are all having a fabulous start to your week. And it is the 6th of May, which means one thing. It means that my free 5-day challenge of 5 days to alignment and joy is starting today. So you still have time. If you're listening to this today, you still have time to join me. Even if you're listening to this on Tuesday, the 7th, you still have time to join me. Do not miss out. This is the ultimate mid-year reset. I am going to be going live in the challenge each day over the next 5 days at 7 p.m. UK time, replays available afterwards and throughout the year, so you can catch up at any time. And I'm going to be helping you to raise your vibration, tap into joy, align with abundance, and just give you an all-round yummy reset. So come and join me. You've got nothing to lose, everything to gain in this 5-day completely free challenge, and we are kick-starting off today. So come and join me, come and say hi. And if you are part of the challenge already, thank you so much for saying yes, and I'm so excited to see you all tonight at 7 for day one, and you are in for an absolute treat over the next 5 days. So I will see you all there later on. But we're here for the podcast today. I know why we're here. We're here for the podcast. And I have been taking some great questions from you guys recently. I love to include your questions that I get asked over on Instagram and on my Sunday Q&A that I do on Instagram. And this one was a really great question, and it really kind of sparked my interest into the topic deeper and unpacking it with you of, is it luck or is it manifestation? And oh, there's some great avenues we can go with this. So I'm really excited to dive into it with you and talk more about luck, talk more about destiny, talk more the specific question. And I didn't write this lady's name down, so apologies for not being able to say who's asked this question, but fingers crossed you're listening to this because I did tell you it was going to be a podcast episode soon. So the specific question was, is winning the lottery just luck or is it possible? And I love this question because there's so many avenues we can go into around money, into hows, into the lottery as a whole and winning the lottery, into belief and trust as well, and miracles, and also to build that belief muscle and what that looks like and how we can get to a place where, you know, that you generally are looking for those opportunities. And also, what is luck? What is it? What is at the core of luck? Is it true? Is it manifestation? Do we create a reality? Do we not? I'm going to answer as many of these questions as I can and go into all the little like rooms of my brain where I'm like, oh, but I love thinking about this side to this question and this side. So yeah, we're going to cover this today and we're going to talk more about, is it luck or is it manifestation? So let's start at the beginning, shall we? So when we first come across the law of attraction and spirituality, very often I find, and I found this in my early days as well, your mind is almost like, how can I debunk this? The law of attraction and manifestation sounds great, but our logical mind is like, okay, but what's the catch? Okay, but is it just luck? You know, is it just for a lucky few? And I have had this question over the years so many times of, is manifestation for everybody or is it just for the influencers online? And it makes me laugh because I think, oh my gosh, like, does it really come across that way to people? And the reason why it may genuinely feel like that to some people is because you see everybody's highlights and Instagram reels and, you know, like the best bits, shall we say, online, but you don't necessarily see that person's journey, how many years it's taken them to manifest that desire, or the struggles and challenges that they have gone through to even be where they are today. So it might be very easy for people maybe new even to my work to say, well, sorry for you to say this, Emma, you know, you're good at manifesting, it's all good, but all I've done is learn. All I've done is almost like perfect talent, almost like learning the violin or learning the piano. All I've done is unlock that knowledge and use that knowledge to create the life that I want. And again, I've been doing this over 8 years now. Like, you know, someone who's on day one of their journey is going to look very different to someone's 10th year on the journey or whatever. So we also have to not compare our journeys to other people's journeys because everybody's life paths look differently. Everybody's destiny, everybody's karma, everybody's life path, everybody's everything is unique and perfect and beautiful for your path, for the path that you are walking in this lifetime. So comparison is the thief of all joy, and comparison is definitely something that I find that people get stuck in very easily when, you know, they're like, oh, well, so, you know, like all these people are manifesting all these things, or maybe you're in my law of attraction support group and you see all the wins and you're like, well, I want to post my win. When's it my time to post my win? The only reason that you feel, or potentially you might feel listening to this, that it is only for a select few is because of the beliefs and conditioning that you have around that. So, you know, as a plucking a pure example here of, I don't know, like you may feel that not going to a certain school or college or university, it's not for you. It's only for those type of people. It's only for, you know, that certain type of person. It's not for me to go and do that, when absolutely it is for you to go and do that. But it is the belief and mindset that stops you from applying, from even beginning to entertain that you could manifest that. And even if there's barriers and limitations and it's not been done before, whatever the situation is, you know, anything in this universe is possible. And yes, winning the lottery is absolutely possible because people have done it thousands and thousands of times before. There are millionaires who have entered the lottery and won the lottery. I mean, I probably should have got like a stat of how many people have won the lottery to share with this podcast, but you know, I'm sure you can go Google that really easily and it'll be different in America, different here in the UK. But essentially, we know there are winners of the lottery. So if we can see that and say, right, there is physical, tangible evidence that someone can win the lottery, because we have that, we know that it is possible, and there are amazing stories out there of how people do it. So we know that it's possible. But it's almost like when you involve the word manifestation, it's like, ooh, is it possible? Is it just luck? And the world of manifestation and the world of teachers and spiritual gurus is a very interesting world where, you know, you meet the most genuine, amazing, like incredible people who are generally walking their talk. And yeah, like everything they have in their life is genuine, is, you know, manifested, is like what it says on the tin. But like with anything in life, of course, there's going to be people that we follow or we, you know, come across their work. And maybe they're saying they've manifested something, or maybe they're saying that they've obtained it in a certain way, and maybe that's not the most genuine, and maybe it's, you know, down to something else. But that doesn't mean that you still can't have that thing or not manifest it. It's using your discernment. And that's why not comparing yourself to people is important, because at the end of the day, the core teaching and principles of manifestation is anything in this universe is possible. What you can see within your mind, you can hold within your hands. So if you have that desire and that desire has been planted in your heart, it's been planted in your heart for a reason. And this was someone else's question on the Instagram Q&A, not about money, but their question was something along the lines of, is it possible to manifest anything, like even a pipe dream? Like, I really want to manifest this thing, but it's like totally out of my league, totally out of my reach. And I said, you know, everything in this universe is possible. If that desire has been planted in your heart, it's been planted in there for a reason. And the fact that you even desire it means that there is a message here. Because let's be honest, you know, there's like, if you want to become like, I don't know, like a research analyst or something, not 8 billion people in the world are going to want to manifest that same thing, right? So if it's been planted in your mind and you can't stop thinking about it, and it's been planted in your heart, should I say, it's there for a reason. Listen to it and listen to where you should be putting your energy. So when it comes to people saying, can you just win the lottery? I also want to go down the money mindset route here and hopefully expand a few awarenesses here of people who maybe have winning the lottery on their vision boards or their goals, their desires, whatever. You can manifest money in any freaking way possible. It doesn't just have to be winning the lottery. Now, we have two incredible guest interviews coming up in the next few weeks. We have Manifestation Babe coming on, Catherine Zenkina. She shares some incredible insights around money mindset. So do not miss that episode because, I mean, what she shares on manifestation, I freaking love and adore her for. She is flipping amazing. But also what she shared on money mindset specifically, really worth a listen. We also have Amanda Francis coming on, the queen of money, who wrote Rich as Fuck. And her episode comes out before Catherine's, I think. So hers will be out very, very soon. And in there, we talk about fixed income. So you're going to see a lot of reels about Amanda talking about fixed income. And she was saying, you know, for the people who are on a fixed income, just for a second, believe, like, work with her. And she shares this incredible tool for reframing if you are on a fixed income. Like, there is no fixed income. It's just the beliefs and barriers and the blocks and the kind of societal norms, shall we say, that are placed on us that say, well, of course you're capped. Of course you can earn that amount of money, when actually it's all BS. Of course you can earn any amount of money that you want. And Amanda shares an example actually in that podcast episode of one of her clients that morning had messaged her saying that she was a teacher. And she'd got a 10%, I think it was 10% salary increase. And she was gobsmacked because she didn't know how. And Amanda was like, well, I don't know how either you got that, but I'm going to celebrate that. And that's exactly what this work is about. So this is for my people who are on fixed incomes and believe that the only way they can come into groundbreaking money or any large amount of money is through the lottery. When I actually responded to this lady's question on Instagram, I actually had another one of my followers, and I took a screenshot and reshared it as well for everyone to see, because one of my followers had actually commented and said, it is possible. I was one of these people who didn't believe it was possible. And last year I won £100,000 on premium bonds. And for me, like, I was so inspired even seeing that, because I was like, clearly it is possible. For me, I'm actually working on manifesting with premium bonds at the moment. So I needed that message from that lady. So thank you for sending it if you were that lady. And I think it's, you know, just so great when you can see normal everyday people saying, well, actually, yeah, I've done that. Or, you know, like, I've won this. So there are so many ways you can win money, be gifted money, and come into money. The lottery is not the be all and end all. Now, for anybody who is set on entering and winning the lottery, because again, if that is what is in alignment for you, we go with that. You have to be in it to win it. That is the literal tagline of the lottery. You have to be in it to win it, I think it is, or I think I'm paraphrasing that, but it's something along those lines. And yet when I ask people and they're like, oh, I haven't won the lottery yet, Emma, I'm like, okay, how often are you playing? Oh, once a month. Sometimes I forget. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we're expecting to win the lottery, but we're not actually entering the lottery. So we're not even putting ourselves in that field of opportunity and possibility with manifestation. So how are you expecting it to come to you? So we can't be that 10% manifester who's not you know, taking consistent, aligned, inspired action. But then we also don't want to be the 90% manifester who is putting all their eggs in one basket, who is going hard on the lottery every single week, twice a week, multiple tickets, you know, whatever the situation is. We don't want to be controlling and we don't want to be fixated on it having to come through the lottery. I want to invite you to open up your awareness. This year has, and I say this on quite a few of the podcasts coming up when we talk about money mindset. And actually, and we have another great episode, the next three guest episodes, one after the other, please listen to every single one of them with Erica, with Manifestation Babe, and with Amanda Francis. Erica won Wheel of Fortune in America, and she won £24,000. And she shares her what she did around this and some rituals, and it's really fascinating because obviously here in the UK we can't watch Wheel of Fortune, but it was absolutely fascinating to see Erica win this last year, but then, you know, ask her about it here on the podcast. So if you are someone who wants to win competitions and get lucky, these next episodes, including this one with me today, are what you need. Listen in, tune in, take notes, listen to them again, and listen to them for a third time to really soak it in. And Erica is a great example in her story of really setting an intention and being open. She didn't know that she was going to go on Wheel of Fortune. Her friend messaged her and said, oh, you realize they're doing a Star Wars edition. I think you should enter it. And that's how her manifestation of 24K came in. She set that intention. She had no idea it was going to be on a game show, that she'd be on national TV, or even freaking win the thing. No idea at all. So inspirational, that story. You've got to listen to it when it comes out. I think it's next week or the week afterwards. So there's so many ways. And this year, and I say to Erica on the podcast, I say, I have become a seasoned pro at manifesting money through the business. I can do it with my eyes shut. And I appreciate that's a very blessed and great place to be in. And that has come from over 8 years of solid money mindset work, obviously teaching and preaching manifestation and, you know, it being my life and my business, of course. But I feel I've nailed that area. And of course, there's always room to grow. There's always things that are going to come up. I'm under no illusion that that is it in terms of up-leveling and lessons, of course not. But for me, I feel like, yeah, I get that now and I need to challenge myself in other ways. And I was like, I'm so great at making money work for me and my business, but actually I want to have some like wins of money, like easy money where I don't have to launch something and I don't have to, like, you know, not work hard, but like I'm all for working hard when it matters. But yeah, just like easier ways to receive money and more creative ways of receiving money. Like I want to challenge myself of creative ways to manifest money. So for me, this year has been that exploration. So in January, I got some premium bonds for the first time in my life and I've been consistently adding to them each month. So again, like seeing that story of how one of my followers won £100,000 last year on the premium bonds was a great example for me of the law of oneness, of what is possible for one is possible for all. So when I said that, you know, earlier, when we have physical evidence of, okay, at least one person, I mean, it's probably thousands at this point, thousands of people have won the lottery. We know that to be true. That is a fact. So we have that evidence in our minds to tell our subconscious and our beliefs and the doubt, it is possible. People win the lottery every single week most of the time. So, or, you know, I know it rolls over, but, you know, majority of the time there's frequent winners of the lottery. So it is possible. So actually, what's my block here? My block is belief, maybe around winning something, around miracles, around that I could be worthy or I would get that opportunity. So I didn't want to go the lottery because I tried it last year and the energy of buying tickets and doing that didn't feel good for some reason. I was like, I'm not sure this is where I want to experiment. So I have been experimenting with premium bonds, with monetary competitions, and also with Omaze, which it's something here in the UK. I'm not sure if they have it in the US or anywhere else. You have to look it up. But here in the UK, there's a company called Omaze. And you can do a subscription or you can just pay as you go. It's up to you. And you can enter the house draws to win these like £3 million luxury, amazing houses. And then they also do other raffles like 50K monthly raffles, like someone wins 50K. And then another person wins the grand draw of the house and the £100,000. Then another person wins like a really expensive luxurious car. So there's like multiple ways to win in a month, and you basically pay £10 or more, whatever you want to pay, and you get entered into these like monthly raffles, and there's so much to do. And it's so inspiring to see all the people win these things every single month, because they always like post the videos of people, and you like see their reactions. It's so lovely and so heartwarming to even watch it. And what really made this like a hell yes for me in terms of alignment and where I'm putting my money and how I want to creatively manifest money is also that they raise money for charities with the draw as well. So for me, I could look at that £10 or £20 a month and be like, oh, you know, like I'm not winning anything, blah, blah, blah. But I have actually won some stuff already. I've won loads of Amazon vouchers. So my Kindle library is being funded by all my competition wins. So I'm like, right, I am winning Omaze. I'm not winning the house just yet, but I'm winning these Amazon vouchers that are helping, like, you know, they're allowing me to buy all these incredible Kindle books that I'm loving. And I'm winning things. So there are things that I am winning and I can now see in my mind, because I know that my belief scale of manifesting money through my business is like a 10 out of 10, for example. Whereas my belief of manifesting money through a competition might be like a 3 or a 4, because I haven't really done it before. So of course, my belief muscle around that is going to be different to my belief muscle in other areas of manifesting money. So those are the things that I have been working with. And like I said, I've had some exciting wins already. And I've really just set myself small, like, manifestations. And the first month that I did Omaze, I was like, I just want to win £20. Like, I really don't care. Because I thought like, okay, I could set a really big goal. But I was like, no, my belief is not there. I just want to prove to myself that within 30 days, I can win something and win money. That's all I want to prove here. This isn't about going for the big goal just yet. I want to really prove to myself that it's possible and I can consistently do it as well, to consistently build that level of belief and that belief muscle around competitions and money. And as I said, within that first month, I won £20 Amazon vouchers. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is cool. So not only for what I think it was £10 I was doing at that time, I'm getting a return in my investment with that winning of the vouchers. I'm donating money to charity every single month, which feels in alignment for me and feels really good that my contribution to that prize draw is also helping other people as well. My money is helping more and more people. And then I'm also in it to win it with the competitions as well. So for me, those have felt really good. And even with premium bonds, they've really helped me to know that what I'm saving, like, you know, I'm doing sensible adult things with saving, but also, you know I can withdraw that money at any time if I want to. And also I'm in the withdrawal every single month to win money as well. So I want to open up this conversation to all of you guys as well, because it's all right me saying these things, but I want you as my listeners to see the real tangible evidence that loads of everyday people and, you know, people from everywhere in the world are manifesting money and winning money. So if you ever won a premium bond, if you ever won a competition or won some money or even won the lottery, if you're on Spotify, there is a little like Q&A box down below where I say, what's your biggest takeaway from this episode? Tell us what you have manifested so other people can see, oh, this is possible. Other people are doing it. If you're not on Spotify, then obviously you can message me on Instagram and I'm going to share them as well for everybody. So don't hold back. Share your wins with us, because the more that we can see that people are doing it, it builds our belief muscle. And this comes really nicely into my little section of how do we build that belief. So as I've spoken about in belief most recently here on the podcast, and even on my YouTube channel as well, belief is built in two layers. It's built through one, lived experience, and two, mindset. So we need lived experience first to start to build that consistent vibration and energy and belief that we can manifest. So as I said to you, my belief scale of manifesting money through the business was like a 10 or is like a 10, and my
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My belief of manifesting through conversations is probably like a 5 or a 6 now. So I've been working on that, but it probably was like more like a 4 before, just because I hadn't ever done it before. So someone who comes and learns about manifestation from, like, they found it today, they're brand new, they've got no blooming idea what they're doing, like literally day one, their level of belief is going to be very different to someone who has been manifesting for 10, 20 years, whatever, because the person who's been manifesting 10 or 20 years is going to have all this lived experience. They're going to have a whole catalog of evidence of manifestations, of all the things that they've achieved. So over time, naturally, we build lived experience. We build our layer of belief by lived experience and by seeing the law of attraction in action, seeing manifestation working in our life for us. And then the second layer is mindset. So then we need to look at the limiting beliefs, fears, blocks, trauma, resistance that stops us from fully believing that that is possible for us. So you might feel not worthy of having a large amount of money or even winning a large amount of money or being gifted. Maybe you need to go and revisit my receiving episode recently here on this podcast about your relationship with receiving and just being given money. Because I know that was a story for me of, oh, I can work hard for money, that's okay, but being given large amounts of money, oh no, you need to work hard for that. So even that was a story that I really picked up on and was like, no, Emma, it gets to be easy. You could just win money. You don't have to work hard for it. You could just win money as well. And that would be really cool. So this is why I'm challenging myself to do it this year in various different ways. I don't really have expectations as such, but I just want to build that muscle first. For me, it's about building the muscle, testing, experimenting, and then seeing what we can do with it. So belief is a huge part in this. And I have done a really great episode on YouTube recently about how to build your level of belief in those two pillars. So go and check that out if you want to know a little bit more about that. But let's dive into luck a little bit more. So people, you know, I get it. People are like, is it just luck? Is it just manifestation? And, you know, Zoe Greco came on this podcast back in January and did a beautiful reading. And she was like, Emma, luck is coded into your numerology. Like, you've got luck everywhere. And this is why I'm challenging that this year. I'm like, okay, universe, if I have luck encoded into my numerology, let's try it. Let's see what happens. Let's test that lucky muscle. But we all have a lucky muscle. It doesn't just have to be in your numerology or your astrology. We are all born lucky. The fact you're even here alive breathing now is lucky. The fact that you hopefully have a healthy, thriving body is lucky. The fact that you have a roof over your head, hopefully, and comfort and security is luck. There is so much luck and blessings and miracles around us, but I feel like there is definitely a societal conditioning of luck's only for the lucky people. Like, people just get it lucky, whether that's someone's business, they're an overnight success. God, they're just so lucky. But maybe you don't see the 10 years behind the scenes where they have grafted and they've worked real hard and they've maybe doubted themselves. And maybe there's been times when they want to give up, but they keep pushing through. I don't think luck is simply something the universe blesses us with. I think luck is actually intentional. And when I look back over my life, and I definitely have always joked that I'm like a cat with nine lives, so I'm quite lucky. I've had quite a lot of near-death experiences in like the weirdest and like honestly the weirdest ways. And I'm like, how am I okay? Like, God, I was really lucky that day. So I have always seen myself as a lucky person for various reasons, but luck is intentional. Sometimes I do believe that luck is destiny, and you know, if you're destined to do something, it's in your soul contracts, it's in your life path, you are destined to go and experience that. Yeah, maybe there is a bit of like cosmic luck to that, of course. And also, I think there's luck and privilege too. I think that's always an interesting one to chuck into the arena of manifestation. What's luck? What's privilege? I think I've spoken about this numerous times here on this podcast, in my books and everywhere, because it is a really interesting conversation when you dissect or dissect manifestation and you're like, what's luck? What's privilege? Where does it all fall? And I think there's room for it all to be right and wrong as well, definitely. And I do think that we do have privilege in life, absolutely, especially with manifestation. That doesn't mean that it's easy for people, and that doesn't mean that people don't go through hard things, but everybody's on a different path. Everybody's starting off at different places in life. And whether we call it luck, whether we call it privilege, whether we call it whatever we're calling it, you know, there's definitely, those things exist. And I'm always going to highlight those and say, yeah, they exist. They're there 100%. Of course, we are all starting off at different places in our life. We're not all starting off from the same get-go point. So everybody's results, everybody's beliefs and conditioning and experiences, upbringing, society, it's all going to be different. Every single person is walking around with a completely different set of beliefs, traumas, experiences. So yeah, you can't throw 8 billion people into one ring and expect the same results. Definitely not. Of course not. So yeah, there is that aspect to play with here, to kind of think about. But I do believe luck is intentional, because I have seen, honestly, some of the most inspirational people who are faced with so many adversities and against all odds, they make incredible lives for themselves and have incredible success and do the most inspiring things. So I even just drawing upon my own experiences, I feel like luck is intentional. I feel like I've had comments over the years from people who are like, you know, gosh, you know, you're just so lucky it's all worked out for you. And I'm like, gosh, did you not miss the season where it really wasn't all working out for me? And I was in $7,000 debt and went through really difficult, abusive relationships and had to heal a frick ton of trauma. And yeah, so you see the success, you see the highlights, you see all the quote unquote lucky things, but also like there's a journey and a story most of the time behind all of those things, of course. So I think we are definitely guilty of looking at someone's highlights of their life and being like, oh, they're just so lucky. When actually I do believe luck is intentional. I believe through inspired action, aligned and inspired action, through intention and through belief, luck is possible for all. And what does luck actually mean? Like, what does it actually mean? Oh, you're so lucky. No, maybe that person's just really intentional, and maybe they are aligned and they take aligned and inspired action and put themselves in that field of opportunity and possibility. So we heard a lot last year, I think it's died down a little bit now, just like most trends, but of lucky girl syndrome. And I love lucky girl syndrome. I think it's great. And I think it's really exciting to work with that word and be like, yeah, we do get to be lucky girls. And everybody does get to be lucky girls, lucky guys, lucky whoever, queens, kings, whatever. Everybody gets to be lucky. It is a choice. And regardless of privileges, regardless of where we're coming from in life, you can change the script. You are the creator and author of your life. And from here today, you can get to choose to be lucky. So go on a lucky experiment with me this year. Go test out your luck muscle. Work on that belief. Open up to all possibilities of how money can come to you. It's not just the lottery. It's not just income or running a business. Even if you are on a fixed salary, and you're like, there's no way that money could come to me. Work on opening up that belief. Work on testing your luck and belief muscle to show yourself that money can really come from multiple sources in multiple ways. And most of the time, it's going to surprise us. I find with pretty much all of our manifestations that we're like, oh, I definitely think it's going to happen like this, or I envision it happening like that. And I always find that no matter how many times we try to predict something or we think, oh, it's definitely going to happen like that, the universe always comes and surprises us. So you think you know, but how about you just let go of how you think you know and open up to all possibilities of receiving money, gifted money, earning it through income, salary, a business, the lottery, competitions, premium bonds. There is an unlimited way to manifest money to you. All you need to do is be the open receiver to receive that money. It's not your job to think about the hows. And of course, to some degree, we have to be intentional. Like, I'm not just sat here not entering anything thinking, I'm going to win all these competitions. No, I am going and trying things. I tried the lottery last year. It didn't feel good. So I didn't do that again. And now I'm, you know, being creative in other ways to be in it to win it. So ask yourself today, are you in it to win it? With money, with life, with love, with abundance, with health, whatever it is. Are you in it to win it? You are born lucky. You can step into that lucky girl syndrome, lucky girl vibes at any time. And I have some lucky girl subliminals here on my podcast as bonuses and on my YouTube, lucky girl affirmations as well. So if I'll link them below just for ease so you can go and explore them. But if you want to tap into your lucky, lucky, lucky muscle, this is the time to do it. And you know why it's the time to do it? Because as I've spoken about in January, this year in numerology is the year 8. And 8 represents abundance, it represents money, and it represents luck. So yeah, I'm just remembering that it's the year 8. I'm like, of course you're doing your lucky girl experiment in year 8, Emma. Of course you are. So this is the time to do it. The universe is supporting that energy of lucky, lucky, lucky money, finances, abundance. And obviously abundance means a whole array of different things. It doesn't just mean money. So see what abundance means for you. Where do you feel called to step more into abundance this year and test that muscle of luck, test that muscle of abundance, because it is available to you and it is a muscle. The more that you have that lived experience, and a great exercise that you can do today coming away from this podcast is set yourself a lucky challenge. Let me know in the Q&A response here if you've won any money before, so we can inspire everybody listening and they can see those tangible, real, real evidence of people manifesting money or wins or competitions, whatever. Even if it's not a lump sum of money, if you've won a holiday or you've won a cruise or you've won a car, there's still values of money. You're still winning a value of money. So post anything that you have won, anything that's blown your mind, because we want to inspire as many people as possible through the law of oneness to show what is possible for one is possible for all. So people's stories and inspirational, like even when you hear the next three podcast episodes with Erica, with Catherine, with Amanda, don't feel like, well, it's all right for them. No, because they were where you were once. I was where, you know, they were at one point. We're all where we were at one point, right? Because we all go through that lesson. We all go through that up leveling. We all go through the journey of starting off with zero followers, zero in our bank account, whatever it is, right? So we all start somewhere and be inspired by those stories. I ask them the best questions. You know me, I get the good details out of people. So I ask them, how did you do it? Tell us what you would do. Listen to the rituals, listen to the things that they recommend. Go and find the real evidence. So when you next see someone who is manifesting something like a competition win or money or whatever, and you feel like, oh, I just wish I could do that, stop yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself and be like, no, how can I use this through the law of oneness to know that if actually The reason why I'm seeing all these people manifesting the relationships and I'm trying to manifest a relationship, or I'm seeing all these people manifest money and I want to manifest money, or I'm seeing all these people manifesting pregnancies and you might want to be pregnant or something, you are seeing that through the law of oneness. If you were not a vibrational match for your desire and for that baby, money, house, whatever, you wouldn't be seeing it. So how about you reframe your, oh, everybody's announcing their pregnancies, or everybody's moving house and we can't find the right house, or everybody's coming into money and we're not manifesting any. No, hun, you are, because you are clearly in the energy of like being in that, of whatever the manifestation is, because you are seeing other people achieving it. You wouldn't see it if it was not in your energetic field, if you are not a vibrational match for that as well. So see those moments, not as comparison, not as lack, but as, oh, I'm close, right? I'm close now. Okay, I get the message, universe. How can you reframe that into what is possible for them is possible for me, and it's on its way because I'm seeing it. I get it now. I'm seeing it. It's close. I don't have to feel lack, because what is possible for them is also possible for me. And yeah, I was saying a good task you could do to wrap this up with. So after today's episode, I want you to go and write down a list of, and again, everybody might be writing a different list here, so I don't want to control it too much, because I want you to go with your intuition and what feels right for you and your manifestation of what you're trying to be lucky with. So write a list down of all the times that you have experienced luck. That could be winning something, it could be being gifted something. Maybe like I've had those times in my life where I'm like, oh my God, that series of events happened. I was just so lucky. Like that happened and then that happened. So write down any times that Lady Luck has come and been by your side. And write down, yeah, this is good. We're going to go with this as well. I want you to write down your lived experience list of luck. So what luck have you had in your life? What things have you won? Where has money come to you? It doesn't just have to be money. Luck in whatever way you want to play with. And then I want you to write down, what does luck mean to me? And I want you to define luck. Don't Google it. Don't Google what the definition of luck is, because it may not resonate with you. I've said that I actually believe luck to be intentional and action. And very intentional. But how would you define luck? Because my definition, you might think, nah, doesn't resonate. What is your definition of luck? And I want you to step into your lucky girl self and your lucky girl pants. And I want you to challenge yourself to become lucky. And you're going to test your lucky muscle. You're going to put yourself in there in the field of opportunity and possibility, whatever that looks like. That might be entering competitions like I've suggested. It might be entering the lottery. It might be, gosh, there's so many different options out there. You may not want to win money, so I don't want to force that on you either. You might actually just want to feel lucky in love, or lucky in health, or lucky in happiness. So go and test your lucky muscle. Listen to the Lucky Girl subliminal I've linked below. You can listen to that daily if you want to. This is a really good one. One of my friends, Evelina, has been listening to this for a while, and she tags me every time she's winning these competitions. And I'm like, girl, you blow my mind. Like, it's pretty much nearly weekly sometimes. She's tagging me, I've just won this, I've just won this. And she's like, Emma, I listen to your Lucky Girl subliminal, and that is all I'm doing. So, and obviously entering competitions, obviously. So there's the action. So listen to the Lucky Girl subliminal. Evelina can tell you it definitely does work. And listen to the Lucky Girl affirmations as well if you want something a little bit more practical, and test your lucky muscle. We're going to get lucky. We're going to be stepping into that Lucky Girl self. And know in your soul and your heart, you are born lucky. All you have to do is tap into it. It's not for a select few. Manifestation is not for just influencers or spiritual teachers or whatever. It is for everyone. It is a universal law. Me and everyone else is just here to share those facts, share those tools with you to make life easier for you, to help you get to your goals quicker and more effectively, right? So what is possible for one is possible for all. If you can see evidence in your life of someone having manifested that thing or won that thing, it is possible. Anything in this universe is possible. The desire has been planted in your heart for a reason. So thank you to everybody who has inspired the many different questions and avenues that have gone into this episode today of, is it luck or is it manifestation? There's, like I said, there's so many different talking points to this and avenues and school of thoughts. So I've just shared where I normally go with my thoughts when I discuss this and when I help people with this. So I really hope this episode has been helpful for you. And please, please, please don't forget, do it now. Go to the Spotify Q&A below, post what you've won in the past, or any lucky girl things, or come over to Instagram or Facebook. Tell me if you haven't got Spotify, and obviously you can tell me your wins there and I will share them. Let's create a wall of winning, of lucky, and show people it is possible. I've done it. So go and post your experiences, inspire some people listening today, and we're gonna manifest all the abundance with the lucky girl vibes that we have. And also come and join me in my free 5-day challenge. What a way to tap into your lucky girl self. Come and raise your vibes with me. Reset, realign with me, and raise your vibration, because all of that is going to be a magnet for luck and abundance and all the good things anyway. So you can come and do that if you're like, okay, where do I start, Emma? Come and do the challenge with me. Although it's focused on alignment and joy, alignment is a big focus when it comes to winning things and money and manifesting anything in life. So it's always a good place to start, and it's completely free as well. So you're winning already. There you go. A free 5-day challenge. You've got me coaching you for 5 days for free. You're already winning. There you go. So all the links that I have mentioned are all down below for you for ease. Go and click those. Come and join me in the challenge and go be your lucky girl self. But thank you so much, Gorgeous Souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join me in my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where I can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.